Good afternoon. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 3rd of September 2025. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Research Centre, where there are three volunteers busily beavering away at adding records to the system so that people like me that like to look up records can access them online or know that they happen to be here. So we've got Julie in one background. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
And Jill and Les at another table. And they were all waving and saying hello. My name is Kay, and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
But good to be back here again. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Bequest. A handsome bequest to the congregation of St George's Church, Gawler, has been given by the late Mrs. Isabella King, formerly Clark, Gawler Plains, long a resident in this locality. Mrs. King has left the sum of £50 sterling to St George's Church, Gawler, to be appropriated to such purposes as a vestry meeting of the pew and seat renters duly convene shall determine. That is really weird to read. I'm going to read that whole sentence. We'll all know what Mrs. King's left them, won't we?
That really was
a difficult one to understand.
As a vestry meeting of the pew and seat renters duly convened shall determine. Yeah, that is a very difficult sentence.
And when you're trying to understand it as you read it, it's... Anyway.
Yes. And also just... It's a culture that's so outside of our culture as well.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we haven't a frame of reference to understand the terminology.
That's right.
That well.
Yes.
Pew and seat renters. It's alien to me.
It is. So people would actually rent a pew in the church, and that would be their pew, and they'd always sit in the same pew. So they'd pay the church to have that pew as their pew. And I think they'd even put their name on the end of it, a little plaque.
Oh, okay. So they used to rent a box.
Yes, yeah. Was the king pew or the Down family pew or the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, whatever. So they'd have their...
I'd be right down the back there where I didn't have to pay.
Yes. So that's what the pew and seat renters were. So obviously they got a say over the church because they were paying rent for the seat. But yes, it's a different culture, different...
Oh, mind-blowing.
Yes. So 100 years ago, country news. On Wednesday, August the 26th, a concert was held at Roseworthy to provide funds for installing the electric light in the Soldiers' Memorial Hall. A large and appreciative audience was present. The overture by Miss D. Ormsby, piano, and Mr. Mackenzie, violin, was well rendered, and songs by Mrs. N. Broderick, Mr. Erlin, and Mr. Carter was greatly appreciated. So, yes, the 100 years ago was when they were still madly building memorials all over the country. It was still so fresh.
50 years ago. We want to join town, says ratepayers. Residents of Evanston Park want to leave Munno Para District Council and become Gawler Corporation ratepayers. At a recent well-attended meeting of the Evanston Park Progress Association, members unanimously decided to press for the relocation. Well, that's a bit different from what's happening now.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
That was us.
You were up there, were you? Yes. Evanston Park?
We did the voting.
Right. Oh, wow.
Because Munno Para was so far away. We were disconnected from Munno Para.
Yeah.
And everything we were doing was in Gawler.
Yeah.
We felt we belonged to Gawler, not Munno Para.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's similar to the problem now with Hewitt, where everyone in Hewitt... Gawler is their town, they're part of Gawler. But
so I have heard a lot of people who don't want to go to Gawler.
No, because the rates are higher.
The rates are higher.
Yes.
They sure are.
Yes, we do have high rates. Well, maybe not. That wasn't the case 50 years ago. Thanks, Jill. 25 years ago, impact here at $1 a litre. Spiraling national fuel prices have sparked a furor in the local district as petrol at the pump claws its way to $1 a litre. Unleaded petrol has been selling for up to 99.9 cents per litre in Gawler in recent weeks, angering local motorists, transport operators and even service stations. And it's a bit hard to read that one without laughing, given the current price of fuel.
Well, when you think about it, it's still only about $1.80. And 25 years to go up only, say, 60, 80 cents.
It's not that bad.
It's quite remarkable.
Well, it dropped 2008. I was driving the boys to school, saying to them, "And we're not going to get fuel for under $1.50 a litre again."
Wow.
And then about a week later, the world crash happened and fuel prices dropped to under $1 a litre. Mm. And I think it's taken a long time to claw back up to that pre-2008 price. Mm. But we're back where we were in 2008 now.
Wow.
So it has taken a long time.
It could be worse, as you say.
Yeah. And there's a photograph of two young ladies pouring liquid gold into their car. And I can't quite read it. It's, Gawler BP last Friday. Samantha Giles and Danielle Dean. Wow, they are both 25 years older too now.
Yes.
10 years ago, a great weekend of fun and laughs. Here we go, Gawler Show again.
Yes.
Cheerful patrons lapped up the winter sunshine at the Gawler Show on the weekend, with people of all ages coming out to support the local event. Gawler Show Administration Coordinator Kate Cowell said the weekend was a huge success, even though crowd numbers did not exceed figures from previous years. It was a great show, she said. There were lots of happy faces, which was excellent to see. That was much easier to read than the previous one.
Yes.
That could have been the first one.
We were there. We did a stall. GBA did a stall at the Gawler Show. And we were in a back little corner. And we spent the whole 2 days talking to each other.
Oh, really?
Nobody saw us. It was just the worst.
Well, that's it for this week.
It is. It is indeed. Until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. Bye.
Bye. For all life.